I need to call Charlie and my mom, I realized through the haze. Alice called them. Renee is here. Well, here in the hospital. She's getting something to eat right now. She's here? I tried to sit up, but the spinning in my head accelerated, and his hand pushed me gently down onto the pillows. She'll be back soon, he promised. And you need to stay still. But what did you tell her? I panicked. I had no interest in being soothed. My mom was here and I was recovering from a vampire attack. Why did you tell her I'm here? You fell down 2 flights of stairs and through a window. He paused. You have to admit, it could happen. I sighed, and it hurt. I stared down at my body under the sheet, the huge lump that was my leg. How bad am I? I asked. You have a broken leg, 4 broken ribs, some cracks in your skull, bruises covering every inch of your skin, and you've lost a lot of blood. They gave you a few transfusions. I didn't like it. It made you smell all wrong for a while. That must have been a nice change for you. No, I like how you smell. How did you do it? I asked quietly. He knew what I meant at once. I'm not sure. He looked away from my wondering eyes, lifting my gauze-wrapped hand from the bed and holding it gently in his, careful not to disrupt the wire connecting me to one of the monitors. I waited patiently for the rest. He sighed without returning my gaze. It was impossible to stop, he whispered. Impossible, but I did. He looked up finally, with half a smile. I must love you.